Also the eighth game of a 12-game road trip. The road trip began in Reno, where they split the first four games of the six-game series, then lost back-to-back one-run heartbreakers, a 10-inning loss on Saturday, 5-4, where they had numerous chances to win and did not. And then Sunday, when they were losing 5-1 in the ninth inning and suddenly scored three runs to cut it to 5-4 and had two runners on with nobody out, but the rally ran out of gas, and they lost that game 5-4. Then after the travel day Monday getting up here, the team came out fairly flat yesterday and lost to the Tacoma Rainiers by a score of 7-2. The Aviators were never really in the game after the Rainiers hit back-to-back home runs in the third inning off Colin Wiles. Brian O'Keefe, the DH, got it started with a three-run home run, and Eric Mejia followed with a home run as well. There was a three-run home run by Mejia later in the eighth inning, made it a 7-2 game. The only Aviator offense was a fifth-inning two-run home run by Billy McKinney. So today, Las Vegas will try to get even in this particular series, and they'll try for the third win on the road trip with their ace, Jared Koenig, the winningest pitcher on the staff and the pitcher with the best ERA in the league. He's 4-2 with a 2.7 ERA. He's been consistently good all season. Left-hander Tommy Malone. Tommy Malone is 35 years old. He's from Saugus, California. He went to USC, and he's bounced around a fairly remarkable number of places in his career. Washington Nationals, Oakland Athletics, Minnesota Twins, Milwaukee Brewers, New York Mets, Mariners, Braves, Orioles, Blue Jays, and now he's in the Seattle organization again. So Malone, who is 1-0 in three starts with a tremendous ERA, 0.90, under one. So Malone is a soft-tossing lefty, 84, 85 miles an hour, but he's a ring-wise all-pro, knows how to get people out. And on paper, this looks like a pretty good pitching matchup. It is a nice evening in Tacoma. That might be the last chance I have to say that because the forecast calls for rain the next few days, but we'll see how it all plays out. Our pregame guest, Las Vegas right-hander Brian Howard, who worked out of a bases-loaded, nobody-out situation in yesterday's game. And Brian, a St. Louis native, is in his third year with the Aviators. We'll have that conversation for you next, right after this.
Aviator One with a target acquired, the Sacramento Rivercats.
Your Las Vegas Aviators kick off a nine-game homestand on Tuesday as we take on the Sacramento Rivercats with a Latin-themed Reyes de Plata. On Wednesday, it's Pride Night. Then, come thirsty on Thursday for $2 beer night with Coors Light. Fireworks will fill up the sky on Friday, followed by a beach tote giveaway on Saturday and a day game on Sunday. To see the complete schedule, go to aviatorslv.com and get your tickets for next week.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Enough with the fees already. Bad check fees, credit card fees, late rent fees, and those huge payday loan fees. We can help and safely lend you up to $5,000 in minutes to cover your payments and avoid those fees. If you need the loan for one day, one week, or one year, it doesn't matter at the DLC. You only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no application fees or prepayment penalties. Nothing. Really.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Brian Howard of the Aviators joining us on the pregame show today from Tacoma, game two of a six-game series. Brian, first of all, let's start with yesterday. You came into the game, tough spot. First guy is able to get on base, but then you got a pop-up and a big double play to get out of it. Take us through that.
Yeah, come in a situation like that, you just want to fill up the strike zone. The first guy got a good piece of hitting, got on first, the bases are loaded, and then get a nice little pop-up on the infield, and then after that, you know, you're a pitch away, so you're just trying to get a ground ball, and was able to do it, so that's nice.
Well, this infield defense of the Aviators leads the league in turning double plays, so it must be nice to feel that, the kind of confidence when you go out there.
Yeah, it's absolutely something that the pitchers know and they're ready for. You know, it's like, hey, if you're getting out, you're a pitch away. Get the ball on the ground. These guys are going to turn it for you.
All right. Now, this year, been an interesting year for you, bouncing up and back, in and out of the rotation and the bullpen. Describe the challenges. First of all, the mental side of doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just one of those things where you got to be ready whenever, you know, your number's called. So kind of that, kind of forget what you've done in the past and just realize that, you know, you're going to get to pitch when they tell you to pitch and go out there and try and do your best to earn more opportunities.
All right. What about your own personal preference? Would you rather start or relieve? Does it not matter?
Yeah, I mean, I've started my whole career, but I'll just do whatever's asked of me to try and help the team. So I think it's important to be able to pitch in any role and show some versatility. So I'll just take it as an opportunity.
They say that good hitting is contagious. Is good pitching contagious too?
I think for sure, yeah. I mean, I think if a guy comes in and gets the offense on their heels early, then I think it makes the guy coming in after's job a little bit easier. Guys start to press if they're over, you know, and they want to get a hit. And if you can just kind of keep that train rolling, I think it can definitely help a team and a pitching staff.
Brian Howard joining us in the pregame show today. Brian, for those fans listening who may not be aware too much of your background, the fans who were with us last year might remember this, but your time at TCU, you were drafted as a junior, elected not to sign, and that was an interesting decision. Was that a difficult decision?
No, not really. I kind of knew going into the draft that I was going to probably return for my senior year. And so once, you know, it got past a certain point, it was definitely a decision that my family and I made and the people I trusted, and I wanted to go back and finish what we started at TCU. You know, we had a good team, and I felt like I had unfinished business, so I'm glad I went back and finished strong.
You still have family in the St. Louis area?
Yes. Almost all my family's in the St. Louis area. Yeah, big roots in the city of St. Louis, South City especially.
Brian, I appreciate it a lot. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you.
Brian Howard scoring a certificate from Hash House of Go-Go for joining us on the pregame show today. We'll be back with the starting lineups next right after this.
Thanks, Ross.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
Greetings, mortals. I am Pointsephany, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Somewhere, after several drinks, a guy at a party stumbles towards the door.
Ugh, are you okay to drive?
I have a perfect record, not one crash.
Yet.
Dude, who even are you? Nothing's ever happened to me.
Yet.
Hey, no one's had a problem riding with me before.
Yet.
What?
Bad things haven't happened. Yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
Hey, welcome on back to Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Mild temperatures hovering around 70 degrees. A breeze makes it feel a little cooler than that, but it's a very pleasant night. Partly cloudy skies. And we've got the starting lineups. First for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators. They're the Oakland Athletics' top farm team under manager Fran Reardon with a record of 22-21. Tonight, Las Vegas leads off in right field with Drew Jackson. Batting second is the shortstop, Nick Allen. Hitting third, center fielder Billy McKinney. The cleanup man is the catcher, Shea Langeliers. Hitting fifth, the designated hitter, Matt Davidson. Batting sixth at first base is Dermis Garcia. In the seventh slot is the newest player in the Aviators, third baseman Jonah Bride, B-R-I-D-E, up from AA Midland. Hitting in the eighth slot, second baseman Vimal Machin. And batting ninth in left field, Christian Lopes. On the mound, lefty Jared Koenig, K-O-E-N-I-G. 4 wins and 2 defeats, and the top ERA in the league at 2.70. The home team, Tacoma Rainiers, the Seattle Mariners AAA affiliate. The manager is former catcher Tim Fedorovich, and they're 16-27 on the year. Leading off in left field, the switch-hitting Eric Mejia, who had 2 home runs in yesterday's Tacoma win in the opener. Batting second, first baseman Evan White on rehab from the parent Seattle Mariners. Hitting third in center field, Jared Kelnick, spelling it K-E-L-E-N-I-C. In a cleanup spot, the designated hitter, Brian O'Keefe. Hitting fifth at third base, Zach Green. In the sixth spot, the switch-hitting catcher, Andrew Knapp. Batting seventh at second base, Alex Blandino. Hitting eighth at shortstop, Mason McCoy. And batting ninth in right, Miguel Perez. On the mound, lefty Tommy Malone, 1-0 with a 0.90 ERA coming into tonight's Game 2 of the six-game series. That'll conclude this edition of the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show. Now, we invite you to stay tuned. Exciting Pacific Coast League baseball from Tacoma, Washington, coming up next after this.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettani, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouth-watering Burt M. burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, Buddy.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sirusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streaks. Candace, can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, welcome on back. First pitch of the game to Drew Jackson. Fastball inside, ball one, 1-0. Tommy Malone on the mound. That was an 86-mile-an-hour pitch to open up the ball game. Malone turns, the left-hander's 1-0, and that one is ball two. 2 balls and no strikes on Drew Jackson. Drew Jackson begins this game hitting 260 with no homers and 8 batted in. And the pitch on the way to him. He swings and fouls that one back on the ground. Strike one. 2 balls and 1 strike on Drew Jackson. Drew Jackson opens up this game with an 8-game hitting streak. And he, on the road trip, he's really picked it up. He's 9 of his last 28 on the road trip. And he's stolen 4 bases without getting caught on the trip. Trying to extend an 8-game hitting streak as he stands in now. Drew waiting deep in the batter's box. Right-handed batter with an open stance. And he swings at a changeup and misses that one. Strike two. 2-2. Tommy Malone. Man, he's been around a long time. Malone, 35 years old. Out of Saugus, California. 6 feet tall, 215 pounds. Fastball does not go better than 85, 86 miles an hour. But he's one of those crafty left-handers. There's a breaking ball low and inside at 79 miles an hour. And the count fills up 3-2 on Drew Jackson. Well, the Aviators have dropped three straight on this trip now, mostly because their offense has been a little sluggish. They're trying to get that going right away. Pitch pull foul outside third, a 3-2 changeup. And so it remains a full count on Drew Jackson. Jackson on the trip has lifted his average from 224 when the team arrived in Reno to 260 where it is now. Of course, as I mentioned, he's a threat to run when he gets on. That's why he's leading off. Here now is the pitch on the way. He tried to hold up, and he went way around on a fastball at 86. And the strikeout is how the game opens. One down, and the batter now is Nick Allen, checking the defensive alignment for the Tacoma Rainiers. It is Evan White at first base. The second baseman, Alex Blandino. At shortstop, Mason McCoy. And Zach Green is at third. Here's the pitch to Nick Allen. Nick swings, hits a slow ground ball foul outside third. Strike one. Fran Reardon jogging over to pick it up near the railing. 0-1 the count. Eric Mejia is in left field for the Rainiers. Jared Kelnick in center. Over in right, Miguel Perez making his first start of the series. And the catcher, Andrew Knapp for Tommy Malone. Pitch is low. 1-1. The Mariners signed Malone at the very end of spring training. He wasn't stretched out. So he's made three starts, increasing his workload with each start in terms of the number of pitches. Changeup misses low. 1-1 on Nick Allen. Nick hitting 240, exactly 100 at-bats for the Aviators this year. A home run, five batted in. And the pitch. Fastball, that's a strike. 2-2 is the count. Jose Navas is the plate umpire. First base ump is Ben Phillips. At third base, Brian Walsh. Allen yesterday batted in the eighth spot and was 0 for 4. There's a fly ball to deep left center, but the center fielder, Kelnick, angles over from center and makes the catch a couple of steps in front of the warning path in left center field. And with two outs, that brings up Las Vegas center fielder Billy McKinney. It's an off-speed pitch right down the middle at the knees, and Nick put a good swing on it, but there are two outs, and the batter, Billy McKinney, stepping in now. McKinney was the Aviator offense in game one yesterday with his fifth inning, two out, two-run home run to right off Darren McCacken. Pitches ball one, 1-0. McKinney, since joining the team, has played in eight games, 333, 10 for 30 with two homers and 10 batted in. Lefty on lefty. McKinney looks at one a little bit outside, 2-0. Shadows have covered the home plate area, but the entire rest of the field, infield and outfield all the way around at the moment, in sunshine. And the lights are on, but they won't take effect for a while. There's a knee-high strike on the outside at 87 miles an hour. Two balls and a strike on Billy McKinney. So with a left-hander on the mound, guys like Austin Allen and Dalton Kelly not starting in this game. Here's the pitch. McKinney hits one high in the air to deep right field. It's way, way back down the line, and it is fair. And it's a home run for Billy McKinney, his third as an Aviator, all on this road trip, and his second in this series. McKinney homered yesterday, and he gets the Aviators off and running with a home run to deep right that was just about 7 or 8 feet fair. Now Shea Langeliers comes up, and the Aviators will try to get some offense going from somebody other than Billy McKinney, who has been their offense so far. He hit the two-run home run yesterday to account for both runs. He homers here. Shea Langeliers sends a high fly ball left field side in foul territory. Zach Green and McCoy. Green, the third baseman, makes the catch with about 3 or 4 feet to spare before the stands in foul territory. So the top of the first inning is over. Las Vegas jumps on top on the McKinney home run. One run, one hit, no errors, and no one left. At the end of half an inning of play, Las Vegas won. And Tacoma against Jared Koenig coming up.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home.
And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
At Findlay Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell you a car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Welcome back to Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the first inning now with the Las Vegas Aviators leading 1-0. The two-out solo home run to right by center fielder Billy McKinney has given Jared Koenig a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first, and the batter Eric Mejia, the switch-hitting left fielder batting right-handed against the southpaw. Koenig takes a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Mejia hitting .252, seven homers, two of them yesterday, 25 batted in. He hits a high foul to the right, slicing, and it's back out of play. Up on the grassy berm, fella uses his right foot for the kick save and picks it up and is going to hand it to a youngster in a bright red shirt standing right next to him. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside at 91 miles an hour. One ball and two strikes. Jared Koenig, 6'5", 235 pounds. He's 28 from Aptos, California, central part of California. The pitch. Ground ball fouled outside third. It's one ball and two strikes still on Eric Mejia. Koenig has the makings of a great story. If you saw the story in The Athletic, you know a lot about Koenig and just how unlikely his journey here has been. Mejia swings and misses at a tailing fastball at 92 miles an hour. He leaned over and just took a swipe at it, and Koenig puts him away. One out of the batter is Evan White. Koenig was with not one, two, three, or four, but five different independent league teams. His love of baseball kept him going. And here he is, not only pitching at AAA, there's a line drive base hit to right field on a first pitch fastball. Evan White, the rehabbing big leaguer, Drew Jackson gets it back in. The one out single brings up Tacoma center fielder Jared Kelnick, left-handed hitting center fielder. But Koenig has learned a lot from every stop that he's made, and he's compiled a 4-2 record in seven games, six of them starts prior to tonight. The best ERA in the league among starters, 2.70. 40 innings, just 32 hits. He's walked 10, striking out 47. The aggregate league batting average against him, .218 coming in. Kelnick takes a strike 0-1. Kelnick at .233 since the Mariners sent him down with a home run and three batted in. Kelnick yesterday had a single and three bats and a walk and scored twice. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, blocked nicely by Langoliers. Breaking ball at 77 miles an hour. One ball and one strike is the count. So the Aviators look to end their three-game skid behind their ace, Jared Koenig. The fellow going tomorrow has made some very good starts of his own. Adam Aller going against righty Connor Wade of Tacoma tomorrow. That's a 7:05 game, 1 hour later than tonight's starting time. Friday's also 7:05. The Saturday game is actually 5:05 in the Sunday matinee, 1:35 the rest of this series. 1-1 the count. Kelnick waiting. Koenig looks at first, and a pitch. Good slider. Swung on and missed, a one-handed cut. And a count, one ball and two strikes on Kelnick, who's from Waukesha, Wisconsin. And the Mariners got him at a trade with the Mets in December of 2018. Last year, he hit 181 for Seattle with 14 home runs and 43 batted in. A lot of strikeouts. Here's the 1-2 from Jared Koenig. And that fastball in low at 93. Ball two. 2-2. So at the battle of the Jareds, Koenig spells Jared with one R. Kelnick with two R's. Brian O'Keefe, who spells it with two E's, is on deck. White at first, held on by Dermis Garcia. The 2-2 stretch by Koenig, and he delivers. Breaking ball in low, a slider. Same pitch that Kelnick waved at earlier in the bat. He let that one go. 3-2. White at first, one out. Reneers in their snow-white home uniforms. Now the look by Koenig on the 3-2. A glance at first. White has a short lead. And a 3-2 pitch. A high fly ball to shallow right center field. That ball is going to plop in there for a base hit. Picked up by Drew Jackson, who flips it in. White goes to second and stops there. So a pop fly into kind of the Bermuda Triangle. Machine was going out from second base to try to get there. It was too far for him. And the ball plopped in there. So a pop fly single by Kelnick on a 3-2 pitch. Drew Jackson and McKinney going after the ball couldn't quite get there. Here's Brian O'Keefe, the right-hander hitting DH. He swings at a first-pitch fastball, fouls it back, strike one, 0-1. O'Keefe, who's from Albany, New York, is 28 now. And he's hitting .333 with two homers and six batted in. Yesterday, he got the scoring started off Colin Wiles with a third-inning three-run home run. Ended up going 1-for-3 with a walk. High foul off to the right. That's out of play. A couple of fastballs, and Koenig is ahead of O'Keefe, 0-2. 1-0 Las Vegas in the bottom of the first. Koenig can add and subtract from basically every pitch. Fastball, breaking ball. Got a straight changeup he'll mix in every now and then, too. Infield a double play depth. The 0-2 pitch. O'Keefe takes it low. 1-2. Las Vegas defensively for game two of the series. Dermis Garcia at first. Vimal Machin at second. That shortstop is Nick Allen. And the newcomer, Jonah Bride, at third, the newest member of the Aviators. Christian Lopes in left, Billy McKinney in center, Drew Jackson in right, Shea Langeliers catching. Koenig throws. There's a high fly ball to shallow right center again. This one's way up there, though, so Drew Jackson drifts in from right and makes the catch in right center field. Two outs, and the batter's a right-hander hitting third baseman Zach Green, who was 1-for-4 with a double in yesterday's series opener. He's hitting .268. With two homers and five batted in. Former Sacramento Rivercat, Zach Green, hails from Carmichael, California. He was in the Milwaukee system last year, AAA Nashville. First and second, two down. Koenig ready, here's his pitch. Good curveball, swung on and missed 78 miles an hour with good downward action. Strike one, 0-1. Koenig's second start of the road trip. He beat Reno in his first start 6 days ago in Reno. Fastball strike on the inside corner. It's 0-2. In that game, Koenig went 5 2/3, allowed three runs. They were earned on nine hits. He walked one, struck out four. But he's won four straight starts. He started off 0-2, and he beat Tacoma, Sacramento, Salt Lake, and Reno. Now he's facing Tacoma again. Fastball just missed high, 1-2. The same team against whom he was able to start the winning streak way back on April 30th. 1-2. Green waiting. White at second. Kelnick at first. Two down in the bottom of the first. Koenig's 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball foul back. Count stays 1-2. Koenig looking in. Langeliers wigwags his sign out. White leads away from second. Kelnick from first. 1-0 Aviators in the bottom of the first. And the pitch is a ground ball back of the bag at second. Grabbed there by Machin, who hustles over and steps on the bag, and the inning is over. Force out finishes the inning. In the bottom of the first inning, no runs for the Tacoma Rainiers on two hits, no errors and two left, and at the end of one, Las Vegas won. The Rainiers nothing.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming, and fun for the whole family.
All in one convenient location.
Plan your quick escape.
Visit at visitmesquite.com.
Love Seats, download the app to download Love Seats for all the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now buy seats, move seats, share the love. Love Seats, share the love. Love Seats.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus thick burger and Primal Breakfast burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion in theaters June 10. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Snacks, fuel, ice cold drinks. Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Second inning here in Tacoma. 1-0 Las Vegas and a first inning solo home run by center fielder Billy McKinney, the Aviators. Now Matt Davidson takes a pitch on the inside corner for a strike. 0-1. Big Matt. Here's the pitch to him now from Malone. He swings and fouls that one back. Count is nothing and two on Matt Davidson. For Matt Davidson, if you add up everything, his at-bats for the Reno Aces at the start of the year and the Aviators, combined 307, 10 homers, 18 batted in. He's hit two for the Aviators, home runs that is, both in the Reno series. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball low, 1-2. I was down on the field during batting practice, and it's always fun to be around the cage anyway, but when Davidson steps in, he starts hitting these monster shots, and it's really fun to watch. One ball and two strikes the count. The pitch. He swings and lifts one into shallow left. The shortstop, McCoy, is calling for it and makes the catch. Davidson a little bit off balance on an off-speed pitch. One out. Well, as Warren Spahn used to say, hitting is timing. Pitching is upsetting timing. 1-0 Las Vegas in the top of the second. And Dermese Garcia, former Yankee farmhand, steps in now against Tommy Malone. Garcia hitting 277. Four homers, 11 batted in. High drive in a deep straightaway center. Kelnick going back, makes the catch as he approaches the warning track. That's a home run in a lot of parks, but it's 425 here. That's about a 418-foot out to dead center field. Fastball knee-high and down the middle, and Dermese put a good swing on it and just hit it to the wrong part of this yard. Two outs. And now making his AAA debut. First AAA at bat, Las Vegas right-handed hitting third baseman Jonah Bride. The pitch is low, ball one, 1-0. Talked to Jonah a little bit before the game. He is from Owosso, Oklahoma, which is a suburb of Tulsa, and was doing well at Midland, so he got called up here. Strike, 1-1. He's basically changed places with J.J. Schwartz, who got sent down. Bride is 5'10", 194, 26 years old, 23rd round pick by Oakland in the 2018 draft. He swings at a changeup, tops it foul, the ball trickles fair, and it's picked up by Andrew Knapp, the catcher, right on the third base chalk, maybe 5 feet from home plate, and he throws to first and gets Bride on a little tapper that goes 2-3. And Las Vegas has gone in order in the second inning. At the end of an inning and a half in Tacoma, Aviators 1, Rainiers nothing.
The world's best pizza. And you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine. Wicked fast approval, super fast approval. The Loan Approval Machine will process your entire loan in minutes, then instantly fund your account. Experience the future of short-term lending at don'tbebroke.com.
Russ Langer with you in Tacoma. Aviators try to bounce back in Game 2 after losing the opener yesterday in a day game, 7-2. First pitch of the second inning, bottom of the second. Fastball outside to the switch-hitting catcher Andrew Knapp in limited action, hitting 167 with a home run, which accounts for his only RBI. The pitch, swing and a foul. Straight back, one ball and one strike on Andrew Knapp. Three catchers on the Tacoma roster. Knapp is the oldest, 30 years old. Joe Odom's also 30, but Knapp's got him by about 2 months in terms of age. As a line drive hit to right, and right there to pick it off near his left shoulder is Drew Jackson. So Knapp hits it pretty well, but he's out. He was 0 for 2 yesterday with a walk and also hit by a pitch. Now he lines out to right to open up the bottom of the second inning for Alex Blandino. Blandino had a single in 3 at-bats yesterday. Plus a walk. He's hitting 162 with a home run and 10 batted in. Alex Blandino from Palo Alto. He was Giants property until 11 days ago when he came over in a trade. Fastball from Jared Koenig misses for ball one. 1-0. Blandino with one out. Nobody on in the bottom of the second with Mason McCoy, the shortstop on deck. Koenig delivers. Check swing roller up the third baseline along the chalk, and it goes foul. And Koenig midway between third base and the plate. Came over and gloved it to make sure. One ball and one strike. Koenig was signed by the White Sox in 2014. Again, bouncing around five different independent teams before catching on with the A's this year. Pitching coach Steve Connolly, asked about Koenig, said the best way to describe him is he's an old school pitcher. Connolly knows Koenig well. He'd been the pitching coach for him the last couple of years at AA Midland. And now here with the Aviators. Fastball is low at 92. And the count to Blandino's two balls and one strike. Connolly says Jared understands pitching, and so he'll add and subtract on his fastball all day. That's what he generally does. Disrupts the hitter's timing. Fastball low. 3-1 now. One of the stops that Koenig made was the Australian League. He pitched in New Zealand for a while. Fastball's low. A rare walk issued by Koenig. One on, one out in the Tacoma second. Las Vegas leading at 1-0. And the right-handed hitting shortstop Mason McCoy coming up. McCoy batted ninth yesterday. Was 0 for 3 with a sacrifice bunt. McCoy, 27 years old, from Peoria, Illinois. Came over a little over a month ago to the Mariners organization from the Baltimore Orioles system. One on, one out. Koenig looks at first and delivers. And the pitch is a strike on the inside corner at 90 miles an hour. It is 0-1. Blandino. Waiting. He's at first base taking a short lead. Garcia holds him on. The stretch and the 0-1 pitch to Mason McCoy. And he looks at another strike. Fastball, 0-2 now. Miguel Perez is on deck. But Koenig has more than paid his dues. He's done everything he could possibly do. And now here he is doing well at AAA. There's a fastball in the inside corner at the knees. Strike three called. McCoy didn't like the call, but there's nobody to argue with. It's the ABS system now, folks. For those of you not aware, automatic balls and strikes. It's the machinery making the call. Second strikeout for Koenig. Two outs in the batter, Miguel Perez. Perez finished up on defense yesterday. Did not start. First start of the series. He's from the Dominican. He looks at a fastball for a strike. 0-1. Perez hitting 154. One homers, one home run and four runs batted in. Blandino at first with two down in the bottom of the second inning. Strength of a first inning home run by Billy McKinney. Las Vegas leads it in the early going here. 1-0. The 0-1. Fastball, another strike. That's four straight called strikes. The last two to McCoy and the first two pitches to Perez. Tacoma manager, former catcher Tim Fedorovich. The pitching coach is Alan Leichman. Hitting coach, Brad Marcelino. The 0-2 stretch. Koenig looks at first and throws over there softly. And Blandino back in easily. But again, Koenig is the makings of an incredible story. He just kept coming back from all kinds of adversity and never gave up on himself. And it could turn out to be a very good signing for Oakland. Fastball's high. One ball and two strikes is the count. They signed him to a minor league contract in January of 2020. Really, it was at Midland where he had his breakout year in affiliated ball. The 1-2 stretch, Koenig delivers to the plate. Curveball, and he tried to hold up, and he went way around, according to the home plate umpire, Jose Navas. Strike three. Koenig has three strikeouts now as he strikes out McCoy and Perez to end the Tacoma second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. And at the end of two, Las Vegas one and Tacoma nothing.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Pitchers today, it's not a question of where they've been, but where haven't they been? Jared Koenig, five different independent league teams, Australia, Tommy Malone. His real name is Tommaso Anthony Malone. Here's the pitch. Fastball at the knees, a strike, opening up the third inning to Aviators left-handed hitting second baseman, Vimal Machin. Vimal had a nice opener yesterday, 2-for-4, hitting .284, two homers, 24 batted in. Breaking ball bounces in, and it's one ball and one strike. Boy, Malone, here are his organizations. Washington, Oakland, Minnesota, Milwaukee, the Mets, another stint in Washington, Seattle, Baltimore, Atlanta, Toronto, Cincinnati, and this is his second stint with the Mariners organization. Breaking ball low, 2-1. I've been everywhere, man. Santa Clarita. That's where he's from. Saugus. That's also where tomorrow's Las Vegas starter, Adam Oller, hails from. The 2-1 on the way. That's a line drive base hit in the center. Machin got a changeup when he was ready for it. And the pitch was up. Kelnick gets it back in. So Machin is 3-for-5 in the series. The Aviators now have two hits. And the batter is the number 9 hitter, Christian Lopes. But Malone was born and raised in Santa Clarita, went to Saugus High School, and played for the USC Trojans. He pursued a degree in public policy and development. Apparently his policy has been to stick around as any healthy left-hander who can get the ball to the plate seems to have a job. Breaking ball, swinging him in, strike one. Talking about that very thing today with Las Vegas left-handed reliever Sam Selman, who's also been quite a few places and is hoping to, at age 31, to remain in the game for a long time. One hopper to third, grabbed by Green, who goes to second for one. On to first, that is a double play. A tremendous play by Tacoma third baseman Zach Green. That was a hard hit ball by Lopes. I believe it was an off-speed pitch. And he got the bat hat out and barreled up on it. A hard one-hopper. It looked like it might go down the left field line. But Green went lunging to his right to make a fine play. And because the ball was hit so hard and Green made a strong throw to Blandino, they turned the double play. Two outs, nobody on. Here's Drew Jackson, who hits a little ground ball slowly up along third base, but it's a foul ball because it hit him in the foot. Strike one. Jackson's limping around. Drew struck out to open the game, trying to check his swing on a pitch. Got him on the left foot, watching the replay there. One strike on Drew Jackson, hitting 256. No homers and 8 batted in. 1-0 Las Vegas. We're in the top of the third. As a freshman, Malone was the number 2 starter in the USC rotation. Drafted by the Washington Nationals back in 2008. Here's the 0-1. Jackson takes a breaking ball under the knees. One ball and one strike to count. Fastball strike. It's 1-2. Malone made his big league debut in September of 2011. He actually hit a 3-run home run on the first pitch of his first major league at bat, only the 27th player ever to do that. There's a hard ground ball under the glove of second baseman Blandino in the right center. Jackson turns at first and is going to go back to the bag. I believe I heard the score over the intercom say that that's a base hit. Fastball away. Blandino went to his left about 5 feet out on the outfield grass. The ball skittered under his mitt. But looks like it is a base hit for Jackson. And if the call holds, if it is scored a hit, that's a 9-game hitting streak for Jackson now. He takes his lead off first. Malone looks there, comes home, and Nick Allen hits a ground ball to short. Right there's McCoy. He shovels it to Blandino on the force out for the sliding Drew Jackson. And that makes Nick Allen 0-for-2, and the Aviators are finished in the third. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 1 left. And at the end of 2.5, Las Vegas 1 and Tacoma nothing.
Nice Chevy Trailblazer, Ben.
Thanks. It was love at first sight.
But didn't you say you loved all the room in the Chevy Traverse?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't you say you loved the style of the Chevy Blazer?
No doubt.
And all that technology in the Chevy Equinox?
Definitely.
But the Trailblazer was love at first sight?
Well, I didn't say it was the only one I loved at first sight.
The hardest part of driving home in a new Chevy SUV is choosing which one. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. You know me, I'm a huge football fan, but it can be stressful for us super fans. So Progressive is going to help take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how your team threw the wrong ball on the wrong net, just think about how Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Well, hope this distraction about Progressive's Home Quote Explorer was helpful. It sure helped me from stressing about my team for a bit. Anyway, go sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're at the bottom of the third. Glad you could join us tonight. Russ Langer here in Tacoma. Aviators trying to even up the series after dropping the opener here in the second leg of this road trip. They lead 1-0 in a first-inning home run by center fielder Billy McKinney. Eric Mejia, leadoff man, takes a fastball high from Jared Koenig. Mejia struck out swinging in the first inning. Leadoff man followed by the number two hitter in the order, Evan White, then Jared Kelnick. High fly ball to shallow left center field. It is the center fielder, McKinney, calling off Christian Lopes, the left fielder, to make the catch. One out on the batter, Evan White. White is on the roster of the parent Seattle Mariners. He's here on rehab because of hernia surgery. He lined a single to right his first time up. And yesterday he was 1-for-4 with a single before coming out of the game after seven innings. Pitches up and away, ball one, a changeup, 1-0. White has struggled at the plate in the big leagues, but one area where he's not struggled, he's considered one of the best defensive first basemen in the game. Digging out low throws, showing good range, breaking ball a little inside. Count to him as 2-0. White is from Columbus, Ohio. First round draft pick in 2017 by the Mariners. With Tacoma last year in limited action, hit 333. With the Mariners, he hit 144. Pitches up and away, 3-0 on Evan White. Jared Kelnick is on deck. Koenig. Again, he was 0-2 at the beginning of the year with an ERA 3.68. There's nothing wrong with that ERA, but he's brought his ERA down to almost a full run since then, winning his last four starts. There's a strike, 3-1. The winning streak began at Las Vegas Ballpark on April 30th against this Rainier team. He went 5 2/3, allowed two runs earned on five hits. He walked one and struck out nine for his first win. A swing and a miss, 3-2. In fairness to Koenig, he had not been well supported in his first few outings. Fastball inside corner, strike three called at 91 miles an hour. So Koenig collects his fourth strikeout. White is now 1-for-2, and here's Jared Kelnick. In that game on April 30th, Koenig retired 10 of the first 11 men he faced before somebody else reached, and that person reached on an error. Fastball strike one called to Kelnick, who had a pop fly single in the shallow right center his first time up. Kelnick was in the big leagues in late April, so he didn't face Koenig in that game. Fastball is a strike, and the count is 0-2. Sam Haggerty, who's since gone up, was 0-for-3. Eric Mejia, who's in the lineup today, was 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. Cal Raleigh, who's not here anymore, catcher, 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Zach Green had a pop-up that fell in for a single, and he struck out twice. The 0-2, breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Langoliers, 1-2. Billy Hamilton, who is here but not in the lineup, had a double off of him. Mason McCoy, who is in the lineup and struck out in his first at-bat tonight, also doubled, but he really pitched well and earned that win. Ground ball to the right of second base. Grabbed there. The throw to first is in time. And the inning is over. That was the newcomer for the Aviators. Jonah Bride, the third baseman, playing to the first base side of second because of the shift. So Bride gets his first chance on defense at the AAA level. And Jared Koenig throws a 1-2-3 third. At the end of three, Las Vegas won. The Tacoma Rainiers nothing.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six-step and a bedliner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet. US 95 and Ann Road. Find new roads. Team Chevrolet.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
High prices keeping you awake at night? I can solve both those problems with great prices and great sleep. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where you'll save big at the Best Mattress Memorial Day sale. Our sleep experts will help you find the sleep system with the latest technology that's perfect for the way you sleep. Plus, get a free adjustable base with the purchase of a qualified Serta, Sealy, or Beautyrest mattress. And we've got a wide variety of great financing options to choose from. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
All right, welcome back, friends. We go to the fourth inning, 1-0 in favor of the visiting Las Vegas Aviators. Again, to repeat from the pregame show, there's rain in the forecast for the next few days. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball low, ball one to Billy McKinney, homer to right, his first time up. But today, the weatherman certainly has cooperated as he did yesterday. Very nice here. Here is the 1-0 to McKinney opening up the fourth inning. Shea Langeliers on deck, and that pitch jumps in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Matt Davidson will hit third in this inning. Well, the Aviators sluggish. They never really in the game yesterday in the opener. We'll see how they respond to a night's sleep. Pitches up and in, two balls and a strike now. Malone looks in at Andrew Knapp, left-hander's 2-1 pitch. And McKinney takes it low. Ball three. 3-1. McKinney, big league time with Oakland. Last year alone, he was with three different big league teams briefly. 40 games for Milwaukee. 39 games for the Mets. 37 games for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here's the 3-1 to McKinney. Lefty on lefty. Malone throws. Breaking ball low. Ball four. There's the first walk allowed by Malone. And the batter, Langeliers, who fouled out to the third baseman, Zach Greene, his first time up. Talking about Malone before. Washington Nationals had him first. Just before Christmas of 2011, he was traded to the Oakland Athletics. Now, to give you an idea how long ago this was, check out these names. He was traded with A.J. Cole, Derek Norris, and Brad Peacock for Gio Gonzalez. Now we're going back a little ways. Pitch is low, ball one. And when he started the regular season in 2012, he was the number three starter in the Oakland rotation behind Brandon McCarthy and Bartolo Colon. Yeah, going back a little ways. Swing and a miss. 1-1. He's optioned to Sacramento in August. So he knows this league. He knows about every league there is. Minnesota got him in a trade for outfielder Sam Fold in the summer of 2014. Langeliers takes a pitch inside. 2-1. Shea 1-for-4 in yesterday's opener. McKinney at first, nobody out. In the top of the fourth, an early 1-0 lead for the Aviators. Now the look and the 2-1 on the way. Malone throws. Breaking ball chased and missed. That pitch was down around his shoe tops, but the count is 2-2. From the Twins, he went to the Brewers with a one-year deal. And then the Mets in May of 2017 claimed him off waivers. He struggled there. Went back to Washington for the 2018 season. Langeliers chases another low breaking ball and strikes out. Malone has two strikeouts now. Langeliers 0-for-2. 1-on-1 out for Matt Davidson. For the Nationals in the summer of 2018, he was called up in place of Steven Strasburg in the rotation and went back to the bullpen, and then the Mariners picked him up. Minor league deal for 2019. He was with the Rainiers basically that whole year. Mariners did call him up once, though. Here's the pitch. Davidson lifts it foul to the right. That's back out of play toward the parking lot. Strike one on Matt Davidson. 1-0 Aviators in the top of the fourth. One on with one out. Davidson DHing. He's hit safely in his last six starts. Baltimore signed Malone in February of 2020. There's another foul ball to the right out of play. 0-2. Then Atlanta, at the end of 2020, got him in a trade for A.J. Graffinino and Greg Cullen. These are some names right here. Atlanta released Malone in late September of 2020. The pitch is low to Davidson, 1-2, right before their wild card series game against the Reds. Then, going into 2021, Toronto signed him to a minor league deal. But he had shoulder trouble and missed a big chunk of 2021, then was released by the Blue Jays. Davidson goes for a low breaking ball and strikes out the same pitch, basically, that got Langoliers. So three strikeouts from Malone, back-to-back strikeouts here. McKinney at first with two outs, and the batter, Dermis Garcia, flat out to deep center his first time up. In August of 2021, Malone signed a minor league deal with the Reds. Went to AAA Louisville, the Louisville Bats. But he got hit hard. 0-2 with an ERA of 14 in AAA. So became a free agent after last year. Garcia takes a strike, 0-1. And this past April, signed a minor league deal with the Mariners. 4-seam fastball, curveball, changeup, and a sinking two-seamer, his repertoire. Garcia takes a breaking ball low. 1-1. Against lefties, he'll throw more fastball, cutter, curveballs. Against righties, more fastball, changeup, cutter. He'll use the changeup a lot in two-strike counts against righties. But the curve may be his best swing and a miss pitch. Pitch misses 2-1. Throughout most of his career, Malone has shown good control. And aside from that shoulder injury he had a couple of years ago, inflammation, he's been pretty durable. Here's the 2-1. Garcia looks at a changeup outside at 79 miles an hour, 3-1. 1-0 Las Vegas in the fourth inning. McKinney at first for the Aviators. The outfield deep, and they played Dermis Garcia to pull. 3-1. Garcia 4-for-26 on the road trip with a home run that he hit in Reno. 3-1 stretch and a pitch. Swing and a miss, a low breaking ball. That's the same pitch that Malone used to strike out Langoliers and Davidson. He uses it to get to a full count to Garcia. We'll see if he throws it again with the youngster Jonah Bride on deck. McKinney will run with the pitch with a full count of two outs, so the first baseman White is playing behind him. The stretch by Malone, there he goes, and it's another low breaking ball. Swung on and missed, strike three. Boy, Malone used the same pitch to get strikeout three guys in a row. Langoliers, Davidson, and Garcia. Low inside breaking ball that just dropped off the table. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Las Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
Thanks for inviting me to your ultimate tailgate. I thought we were going to watch the game.
No, I said come check out the ultimate tailgate in my Chevy Silverado. It's the available multiflex tailgate.
Bob, this isn't a tailgate.
Sure it is. It flexes into six different configurations to help you work harder.
So you didn't invite me to an ultimate pregame tailgate then?
Would you have come if I said otherwise?
Probably not.
The Chevy Silverado with available multiflex tailgate. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever.
See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Nothing Aviators over the Tacoma Rainiers, and Jared Koenig for the Aviators throwing to Brian O'Keefe, and the pitch, fastball outside, ball one, 1-0. O'Keefe popped out to the right fielder Drew Jackson, his first time up. He's the cleanup hitter. Zach Green and Andrew Knapp to follow. There's a ground ball to short. Nick Allen gobbles this one up and fires a strike over to first base. And O'Keefe is out 6-3 to begin the Tacoma fourth. And the batter, Zach Greene, now. Pacific Coast League standings entering today. In the West, it's tightly bunched. Two games separate the top four teams. Salt Lake in first place. Las Vegas and Reno are tied for second, one game out of first. Sacramento's two back. And Tacoma, seven back. Here's Green, grounded to the second baseman Machine for an inning-ending force play in the first inning. The fastball's outside at 90, ball one, 1-0. In the Eastern Division, Oklahoma City Dodgers are tied with the Round Rock Express for first place, 27-16. Round Rock is Texas' top farm team, swing and a miss at a fastball, 1-1. El Paso, that's the Padres, they're in third place, four back. Albuquerque, the Rockies' top affiliate, is nine games out, and the last place team is Sugar Land, Astros AAA team, located, in fact, just outside of Houston. They're in last place, 11 games out. Breaking ball low, and Green checked up on a swing, so it's two balls and one strike. One out, base is empty in the bottom of the fourth. Green at 248, nine homers and 29 batted in. Pitch down and in. Ball three, 3-1. They're in the sixth inning in Albuquerque. Round Rock leads Albuquerque 4-1. The pitch is a little high. Ball four. A one-out walk to Zach Green. It's the second walk for Koenig. One on, one out for Andrew Knapp, the switch-hitting catcher who lined out to the right fielder Drew Jackson leading off the second inning. They're in the top of the second in Sacramento. Salt Lake trying to get even in that series. Sacramento won the opener yesterday, and Salt Lake leads 3-0 after one. Fastball, low and inside, ball one on Andrew Knapp. In El Paso, Sugarland had a 7-1 lead, and El Paso got four in the fifth, one in the sixth, and they scored nine runs in the seventh inning, and they beat Sugarland 16-8 with a 17-hit attack. There's a chopper foul to the third base dugout, 1-1 to count. Matt Beattie homering for El Paso, the former Dodger. Taylor Colway hit one also for them. That's it for the PCL for now. Pitch down and in. 2-1. The scheduled game between Reno and the Oklahoma City Dodgers in Okie City was rained out. They will try to make it up tomorrow. Las Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing. One on, one out, bottom of the fourth, the pitch. There's a chopper foul to the third base dugout. A bunch of hands go up in the air as the Rainier is trying to grab that one. Somebody ended up with it right down in front of me. 2-2. Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard continuing now with the big leagues. Bottom of the eighth, Yankees lead Baltimore 2-0. Seventh inning, Atlanta 7, the Phillies 4. Sixth inning, Houston 1, Cleveland nothing in Houston. Koenig's 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, he took it low. Curveball down below the knees. 3-2, 79-mile-an-hour pitch. So Green at first with one out. And Knapp up with a full count, and Blandino is on deck. 1-0 Las Vegas in the bottom of the fourth. Koenig peering in at Langoliers. Garcia holding Green on. Green does not have a big lead. 3-2 stretch. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. He could have threw a good 3-2 slider down and in and got Knapp to swing over the top of it for his fifth strikeout. Two outs in the Tacoma fourth, and the batter's Alex Blandino. Middle of the fifth inning, Red Sox lead the White Sox in Chicago 1-0. The Sox don't have a hit through four. Bottom of the first, Texas and the Angels tied at one in Anaheim. Earlier, Pittsburgh beat the Rockies 10-5. In 10 innings, Detroit beat Minnesota 4-2. Giants beat the Mets 9-3. There's a breaking ball for a strike to Blandino, who walked in the second inning, 0-1. Nationals blanked the Dodgers 1-0, the first time the Dodgers have been shut out this year in 43 games. The 0-1 stretch in the pitch. A little bit up and away. One ball and one strike is the count. Oakland beats Seattle up the road from here, 4-2. The winning pitcher former Aviator right-hander Paul Blackburn. Blackburn is 5-0 for a team that's eight games under 500, 1.7 ERA. Beat Robbie Ray. Great. We just got to be proud of Paul Blackburn. He's toiled and toiled and worked and worked, and now he's enjoying major league success. Good for him. There's a strike. 1-2. Blandino tried to hold up, and his bat went way around. Milwaukee beat San Diego 2-1. Luis Perdomo beat Yu Darvish in that game. In Cincinnati, the Reds got by the Cubs 4-3. And Tampa, a 5-4 winner at home over the visiting Marlins of Miami. There's a drive slicing to the right side, foul, and hits the screen near the Aviator bullpen. One ball and two strikes on Alex Blandino. So you're up to date on the scores and the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard. We'll have the Ted Weens trivia question a bit later as well. Tomorrow night, the game will start 1 hour later than tonight's start time, 7:05 tomorrow night, 6:50 pregame on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. I want to thank Brian Howard, Las Vegas reliever, for joining us for the pregame show today. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and the slider's up and away. 2-2 on Alex Blandino. Koenig threw 3 2/3, no runs, two hits. He's walked two. He has struck out five. Blandino waiting on the 2-2. Right-handed batter deep in the batter's box. The pitch. There's a swing and a ground ball to short. Allen has it. From one knee, he fires a knee-high strike to machine for the force out on Zach Green. That's a 6-4 fielder's choice, and the Rainiers are finished in the home half of the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left after four. Aviators 1, Rainiers nothing.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Woo!
Hello again, my friends. Okay, now we go to the fifth inning. 1-0 Las Vegas. Tommy Malone delivers for Tacoma, and the newest Aviator, right-handed hitting Jonah Bride, takes a breaking ball, low ball one. Bride, a good hitter at Double-A Midland, getting a chance at Triple-A now. He'll dribble her at the plate, thrown out by the catcher Andrew Knapp in his first Triple-A at-bat. He chases a low breaking ball and fouls it off. One ball and one strike to Jonah Bride. 5'10", 194. 26 years old from Owosso, Oklahoma, just outside Tulsa. At Midland last year, 265 with nine homers, 49 batted in. Fastball crowds him inside, and it counts 2-1 on Jonah Bride. Talked to Jonah before the game, and he said, yeah, you bet I'm excited to be here. Wanted to get to AAA for quite some time. There's a chopper hit wide of third, gloved by Zach Green, gliding to his left. He throws to first and gets Bride. He's playing third base today in his AAA debut, but he's talking with Fran Reardon about him. He said the nice thing about him is he's versatile. He can play first, third, second. He's been learning how to catch. He's actually listed as a catcher on the Aviators roster. And now with one out, here's Machine, who lined a single to center, then was taken off the bases on the double play ground ball by Lopes. Tommy Malone reads the signs of his catcher, Andrew Knapp, and delivers. Fastball a little below the knees. Ball one. It's one ball and no strikes now. Machin didn't do a lot of hitting in Reno, but 3-for-5 so far in this series. He's now at 289. Line drive, base hit to center again. Looks like an instant replay of his line drive to center in the third inning. And Machin is 2-for-2, which makes him 4-for-6 in the series as his average continues to creep back closer to 300. One on, one out for Lopes. Four hits for the Aviators. Machin with two of them. Drew Jackson has one. And Billy McKinney has the other, the solo homer in the first, to account for the scoring. Lopes belted the ball down the third baseline, but Green was there to backhand it and parlayed into a 5-4-3 double play. Christian at 205. No homers, nine batted in. The pitch. Breaking ball, strike at the knees on the inside part of the plate. It's 0-1. Christian, 5 out of 25 on the trip. One on, one out. Drew Jackson out on deck. Malone stretches, a look at first where Machin is. Vimal does not have a big lead. Breaking ball low and inside. And they count one ball and one strike now. Anyway, the Mariners, you know, they're going to keep an eye on Malone. He is 35, but he's obviously got some gas left in the tank. This is his first career start against Las Vegas. The 1-1 to Lopes. High fly foul to the right. Right fielder Perez in hot pursuit, but the ball lands near the Aviator bullpen. And it's a ball and two strikes on Christian Lopes. Malone's first start this year was in Salt Lake on May 7th. He only went two innings, throwing 35 pitches. He wasn't stretched out much in spring training. Next start, he threw 41 pitches. May 12th here against Reno, lasted three scoreless innings. Then in Sacramento, last time out on the 19th, fastball strike three, called the Lopes. Two outs. He went five innings, gave up no runs on only one hit to the Rivercats. No walks and six strikeouts, 57 pitches. So he's been getting better as he's moved along. That's five strikeouts for Malone. Lopes 0-for-2, and a batter Drew Jackson, who has struck out and singled. He's 1-for-2. Well, on paper, coming in, this looked like had the makings of a pitcher's duel, and so far it's been true to form. 1-0 Las Vegas in the fifth. Jackson, a ground ball to short, taken there by McCoy. He fires to second baseman Blandino at the bag for the force out on the sliding Vimal Machin. And the beat goes on in the Vegas fifth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. At the end of 4.5, Las Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Philly Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Introducing Dollar Loan Center Instant Funding. That's right. You can now have your signature loan funds loaded directly to your debit card with no waiting period. You can walk out of one of our over 50 locations and spend your money immediately. Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply online for free at don'tbebroke.com. Dollar Loan Center's got you covered today with our new Instant Funding.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hello again, friends. Bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0. Aviators leading. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike one on Mason McCoy, the right-handed hitting Tacoma shortstop at 241 with four homers and 15 batted in. McCoy looked at a third strike in the second inning. We're in the fifth. 1-0 Las Vegas. There's a good changeup. Swung on and missed, and the count is 0-2 on McCoy. The number 9 hitter, Miguel Perez, is on deck. And then Eric Mejia. Tacoma has more stolen bases than any of the other 29 teams in AAA. But you can't steal if you don't get on. And Koenig is doing the Koenig thing right now. He's keeping them off base so far. The 0-2 to McCoy. Breaking ball in the dirt. Ball 1. 1-2. Rainiers have 68 steals in 43 games. Buffalo Bisons, the International League, are next with 66. But the Rainiers have only been caught 12 times. That's an 850. It's an 85% success rate. Tremendous. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Strike 3, actually tipped into the Langoliers' mitt. McCoy struck out twice. That's half a dozen strikeouts for Koenig. One out in the Tacoma fifth, and here's Miguel Perez, who struck out trying to check his swing in the second inning. But so far, these two lefties looking pretty good. Koenig, 4 1/3 shutout innings. 6 strikeouts and 2 walks. Malone, 5 innings, allowing 1 run on the McKinney homer. 1 walk and 5 strikeouts for him. There's a good changeup that plops in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. The Rainiers are averaging about 1.5 steals per game so far. Of course, Langoliers is a ground ball back a second, grabbed there by Machin, who's playing there because of the shift, and he throws him out. That was a sharp ground ball right over the bag. But because of the shift, Machin was playing him up the middle. There's a case of the shift paying off right there. Two outs, and here's Mejia. A leadoff man, left fielder, switch hitter who has struck out and flied out. He hit 2 home runs yesterday in Tacoma's 7-2 triumph here in Game 1. Fastball's a strike, and the count is 0-1. Bases empty, 2 gone. We're in the bottom of the fifth. There's a ball hit inside third and down the line. Bride went diving for it and couldn't get it. Lopes picks it up and fires it towards second. And Mejia holds with a ground ball single down the left field line. Good play by Las Vegas left fielder Christian Lopes to hustle over and stop that ball. And by doing that, he prevented a double. Most of the time, the ball hits inside third like that, it's going to be extra bases. Mejia took a big turn, but Lopes scooped it up and fired it into second. So a good play by Lopes in the outfield. And the two-out single by Mejia brings up Evan White, who is single right and struck out looking. 3 hits for the Rainiers, 4 hits for the Aviators. And the breaking ball low and in, ball 1. 1-0 on Evan White. Tacoma outfielder Forrest Wall, who's not in the lineup in this game, second in the league in steals with 16. Here's the 1-0 stretch and the pitch. Change up and away at 82 miles an hour, 2-0. The league leader now, Bubba Thompson of Round Rock with 23. It's no fluke for Forrest Wall. He was with Toronto's AAA team in Buffalo last year, and he was third in that league with 35 steals. Mejia has 9 steals. He's at first. There's a ground ball to third. Right there's Bride. He flips it to the second baseman, Machin, and the out is recorded, but that was not a good throw by Bride. Machin had to reach up like the Statue of Liberty and angle toward first base, and the ball ended up in the webbing of his mitt. He almost had that ball pop out of his mitt. But it is a 5-4 fielder's choice to end the fifth inning. For the Rainiers, no runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 man left after 5. Las Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
the world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Welcome back. Sixth inning, 1-0 Las Vegas. Nick Allen leads off the sixth against 35-year-old lefty Tommy Malone. And the breaking ball is a strike to Nick Allen, who's 0-2. Flat out to deep center. Grounded into a 6-4 inning-ending force play in the third. Billy McKinney on deck. Fastball up and away. It's 1-1. One run, four hits, no errors for Las Vegas. Here in the top of the sixth, no runs, three hits and no errors for the Tacoma Rainiers. Allen, McKinney, and Langoliers, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. Changeup lifted foul to the right. That's back out of play. One ball and two strikes on Nick Allen. Rainiers at action in the bullpen. Left-hander Roenis Elias is throwing. And from Guantanamo, Cuba, there's a liner in the right field sinking for a base hit. Good job of hitting by Allen. He took an outside fastball at 85 miles an hour and went right with the pitch. What the old-fashioned hitting coach used to call a good piece of hitting. Here's McKinney, who homered for the only run of the game to right field, then he walked opening up the fourth. Five hits for the Aviators. Pitch, breaking ball outside and low. Ball one, it's 1-0. Nick Allen has 6 steals of his own without being caught. The Aviators have a good percentage as a team, 33 steals, 8 caught stealing. But they don't have as many burners as Tacoma has. Nobody does. Here's the 1-0 stretch and the pitch. McKinney looks at a fastball below the knees. Ball two. 2-0. A fan below yelled, "Come on!" Well, at this point, in case you're not aware, you're not yelling at the plate ump. You're yelling at the machine. What are you going to yell at the machine? Change those batteries! What's the matter? Here's the 2-0. There's a check swing and a low breaking ball. They want to appeal on that. No swings, is third base on Brian Walsh, and that elicits the cat calls from the crowd. McKinney, 355, 3 homers, 11 batted in. He homered yesterday. He homered in the first inning, but the game's only run to this point. 3-0, the stretch. Malone delivers. McKinney takes a fastball for a strike, and it's 3-1. Langoliers is on deck. One thing the Aviators, for throughout most, not all, but most of the road trip, they've lacked a really sustained attack at the plate. Certainly that was the case the last two games in Reno, and the two very tough losses, each 5-4, were the result. One of them in 10 innings. McKinney goes down on one knee to chase a low breaking ball, which might have been ball four, but instead it's 3-2. Now we'll see how bold Fran Reardon wants to be. Will he send Nick Allen on a full count with nobody out to one of his hotter hitters? McKinney, the stretch. Nick leads. He does go. The throw goes to first base. Now the throw to second is high. And Allen, despite apparently being picked off, steals second base because Evan White threw high to the shortstop McCoy. It's very unusual for a guy like White, who won a gold glove in his rookie year playing for the Mariners. But the throw sailed high. It was a good play by McCoy to leap in the air and prevent that ball from going into left field. Allen is now 7-for-7 in steals. If you're the scorer, you could call that a caught stealing E3, but he's going with a stolen base. The pitch is fouled up the left side. Third baseman Green will go get it. The pitch was fouled, I believe, off McKinney's foot. So it's still 3-2 on Billy McKinney, who's walking off the effects of that foul ball. Langoliers waiting and watching from the on-deck area. Whoa, boy, that got him in the shin. That foul ball I'm watching on the replay hit McKinney below the knee on the shin. Yowza. Three and two. 1-0 Las Vegas. Plate umpire Jose Navas checking, making sure McKinney's good to continue. McKinney, this is the ninth game he's played, and he's hit safely in 8 of 9. And hit his first Vegas homer in Reno. Homered yesterday, and is homered in this game. Allen leads off second. Three men to the right of the bag for the left-handed hitting McKinney. Malone takes his time, gets the sign from Andrew Knapp, and the 3-2 pitch is low. Ball four. Second walk allowed by Malone. It's been McKinney both times. And the batter's Langoliers, who has fouled out to third and struck out swinging. Though the Aviators with an opportunity now. All right, here's Langoliers. Shea, 0-for-2 in this game, 1-for-6 thus far in the series, hitting .267. A team high 11 homers, 28 batted in. The pitch, nope. An auto ball has been called on Malone because the clock ran down to zero. So it's ball one. 1-0 on Langoliers. Here's the pitch. Shea swings at a low breaking ball, 1-1. It's the same pitch that Malone used to strike Langoliers out in the fourth. And he used it to strike out Davidson and Garcia in that same inning, too. The pitch, low and inside, same pitch, but he laid off that time. Ball two. Two balls and one strike is the count. Allen, good speed at second. McKinney runs decently also. He's at first. The 2-1. Langoliers swings at a fastball, lifts it foul to the right. That's going to go well back out of play. Two balls and two strikes the count. Two and two. Now the stretch by Malone. Two on, nobody out for the Aviators. Top of the sixth. Langoliers swings at a changeup and fouls it back. 78 miles an hour. Shea got a little bit of it to hang in there. Ted Wiens trivia. Ty Cobb, Stan Musial, and Hank Aaron were the first three players to play in 3,000 games. Who was the fourth guy to do it? He did it in 1981. 2-2, a high foul to the right. That's out of play. Another off-speed pitch. Langoliers trying to get the timing on that pitch at 79 miles an hour. Again, 3,000 Major League games. First guy to do it was Ty Cobb, then Stan Musial, then Henry Aaron. The fourth guy to do it did it, played in his 3,000th game in 1981. Who was that Hall of Famer? Langoliers hits a mile-high pop-up. Third baseman Green comes in toward the plate and makes the catch. The infield fly rule is called. The batter is automatically out, but Green makes the catch to record the putout. So on the 2-2, Langoliers pops out, and with two on and one out, here's Davidson, who's popped to short, and he has struck out. Well, the answer to the Ted Wiens trivia question in a little while. Time called. The Tacoma manager, Tim Fedorovich, coming to the mound. I think Malone has reached his pitch limit, and he's going to have to come out. Yep, he's walking off the mound now. We have a pitching change in Tacoma. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Very good job by Malone. He'll go out trailing 1-0, and the two men on base belong to him. But the fans give him a nice hand here, and it's well-deserved. All right. Roenis Elias coming in from the bullpen. Sixth inning, a 1-0 lead for Las Vegas. Back with more after this.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. Interest rates are going up, inflation is through the roof, and the media is telling you the world's going to end. Folks, I despise fear-based advertising, but I also agree, based on experience, what goes up eventually goes down. If you're planning on selling your home, then this is the hottest real estate market we have seen in years. We buy ugly and distressed properties, we do all repairs, and give all our sellers a cash advance if needed. And our new program, we can buy all homes at market value cash in 14 days, outbidding all other iBuyers in town. So call the number one brand in Nevada, The Real Estate Guy, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
The Real Estate Guy.
Welcome back, friends. We're the new pitcher for Tacoma is lefty Roenis Elias from Cuba. He inherits Nick Allen at second, Billy McKinney at first, one out. And his assignment is to go after Matt Davidson, who has popped out and struck out against the starter Malone. 1-0 Las Vegas. The pitch, fastball for a called strike at 95 miles an hour. Aviators are going to have to recalibrate their bat speed because Malone was throwing anywhere from 78 to 86, and Elias just pumped one in there at 95. He's 6'1", 205, and he's been around, 34 years old. Malone, 35. Here's the pitch. Davidson swings at a low slider and chops it foul to the right. The count is 0-2 on Matt Davidson. Elias, pitching for the first time in this series, has no record in 13 games for Tacoma. One spot start, 3.78 ERA, 16 and two-thirds innings, 18 hits. He's not given up a home run yet. He's walked five and struck out 13. The pitch, fastball, grounded to short. Right there is McCoy. He goes to second for one on the first. That's an inning-ending double play. Elias is the tonic that Tacoma needs to get out of the sixth inning with a double play ball. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Las Vegas 1 and Tacoma nothing.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, the Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
We are set to go in the bottom of the sixth inning, as advertised, a pitcher's duel. And Jared Koenig delivering, and Jared Kelnick swings and misses at a breaking ball. Strike one. Kelnick has hit a pop fly single and grounded out. He's 1-for-2. Koenig threw five, no runs, three hits, two walks, six strikeouts. There's a bouncing ball fouled outside first. And it's a two-strike count on the number three hitter in the Tacoma order, Jared Kelnick. Lead up the cleanup man, Brian O'Keefe, next. And then Zach Green. Reneers have had one man pass first so far. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Good slider down and away. Got him to go after it. Strikeout number seven for Kanan. One out for O'Keefe. All righty. One out, nobody on. And the batter is the right-handed hitting Brian O'Keefe. High fly ball to right field. Jackson angles toward the line. He reaches up around the bill of his cap and squeezes that one. So on the first pitch of the at-bat, O'Keefe skies out to right. Two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Jared Koenig, the Las Vegas Aviator left-hander, with a 1-0 lead. And the batter, Zach Green, who's hit into a force play, and he has walked. The numbers, by the way, on Tacoma starter Tommy Malone, 5 1/3 innings, he gives up one run earned on five hits. Two walks, five strikeouts. Fastball's high to Green, ball one. Tommy Malone threw 84 pitches, 52 strikes, and goes out trailing 1-0. Here's the 1-0. Green swings and misses at a changeup, 83 miles an hour. It is one ball and one strike now. Now the pitch. Fastball a little bit high. Ball two. 2-1. If Green reaches, Andrew Knapp will be on deck. Aviators run came in a first. A solo home run by center fielder Billy McKinney. Been shutout ball for each team since then. There's another high, lazy fly ball to shallow right. Drew Jackson waiting, waiting. He's got it. And that's the inning. And Jared Koenig continues to sail along. 1-2-3 go the Rainiers. And at the end of six complete, Las Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm disgusting.
Oh, house, don't say that.
You could live someplace so much better than me.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah? Look at these uneven stairs. Gross.
House, you know I don't care.
Ugh, and the squeaky door hinge.
I think it's cute.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive.
Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Rocking and rolling to the seventh inning here. The opener of the series, yesterday's matinee, and Tacoma won handily 7-2. And Las Vegas leading 1-0 into the seventh inning in this game because of their ace left-hander, Jared Koenig, doing another good job. And the Aviators' offense, a first-inning home run by Billy McKinney. That's it. The third Tacoma pitcher comes in, the first righty of the day, the slender, tall right-hander, Riley O'Brien. First pitch, fastball, swung on and missed, strike one by Dermis Garcia. So Roynes Elias comes in, faces one hitter, Davidson, and gets him to hit into a double play. So for Elias, two-thirds of an inning and zeros across. Slider swung on and missed, 0-2. Riley O'Brien, 6'1", or rather 6'4", I should say, 180. He's from Seattle, traded over from the Reds to the Mariners. There's a breaking ball in there. Strike three looking. Garcia's 0 for 3 with a flyout and two strikeouts. O'Brien strikes out the first man he faces, leading off the Las Vegas seventh, and the batter, Jonah Bride. Anyway, Riley O'Brien, briefly with the Reds last year, mostly with AAA Louisville, was 7-7 with a 4.55 ERA. He was mostly a starter. Fastball strike at 91, 0-1 to the rookie Jonah Bride. His first AAA game, he's grounded out twice. O'Brien, 1-1, a 3.75 ERA in 10 games. Has a high foul to the right. That's back out of play, 0-2. Two strikes on Jonah Bride. Wearing number 17, right-handed hitting Aviators third baseman in this game. There's a breaking ball swung on and tipped foul at the plate. He got a little bit of it to hang in there with an 0-2 count. O'Brien is 27. And Jonah Bride up there with an 0-2 count trying to battle here. Seventh inning, 1-0 Las Vegas. The pitch. Checks the swing, takes the breaking ball low. 1-2. Vimal Machin is on deck. Ted Wiens trivia. First three players in Major League history to play in 3,000 career games. Ty Cobb, Stan Musial, Henry Aaron. Who is the fourth? Bride hits a bounding ball to short. Picked up by McCoy. He throws to first and gets Bride. So Bride in his first AAA game, 0-3 with three groundouts in the batter, Vimal Machin. The fourth player to get into got into his 3,000th game in 1981, and that's the Ted Wiens trivia question. Who was it? It was Carl Yastrzemski, who played his entire career with the Red Sox more than 20 years. Here now is Machin. Two line drive singles to center against Malone, and the pitch is low. Ball one, 1-0. Riley O'Brien facing Vimal Machin, who is 4-for-6 so far in this series. 1-0 Las Vegas. Two outs, top of the seventh inning. The pitch. Sharp ground ball to second. To pick it up in the outfield grass is Blandino, and he throws him out. Blandino was about 10 feet back on the grass, and Vimal hit it sharply, but right to him. So Las Vegas goes out 1-2-3 in their half of the seventh inning. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Las Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand and prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers. Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Hey, we're in the bottom of the seventh inning. In the top of the first inning, Billy McKinney hit a home run for the Aviators. That's been all the scoring in this game. 1-0 Vegas. Jared Koenig delivers a pitch in the dirt, ball one, to the right-handed hitting Andrew Knapp, a switch hitter, the catcher. He is lined to right and struck out in this game. Koenig, so far so good. Six shutout innings. Here's the 1-0 on the way. That's down and in, ball two. 2-0. Alex Blandino, the number seven hitter, is on deck. And then Mason McCoy, all right-handed sticks against Koenig. B. pitch is a foul ball to the right out of play, slicing toward the Aviator bullpen, which is in right field foul territory beyond the emerald green low retaining fence. The count is 1-2. 3,359, the paid crowd this evening for game two. They expect a bigger crowd tomorrow, but it's supposed to rain. We'll see. The 1-2, there's another high foul in the same spot to the right. Goes up on the berm, and three youngsters chase it down. One run, five hits, no errors for Las Vegas. Tacoma, no runs, three hits, and no errors. Jared Koenig trying to win his fifth straight start. He started off 0-2. He is 4-2. Fastball missing at 93. That's two balls and two strikes on Andrew Knapp. Koenig wearing 35. Stares in. Langoliers sets up the target. Fastball just inside. That was close. Two close pitches on the 1-2 and then the 2-2. So now it is 3-2 on Andrew Knapp. Young man from Roseville, California, 30 years old. The pitch is ball four. A rare walk issued by Koenig, his third of the game. The batter's Blandino. So Koenig had a 1-2 count that nibbled and walked Knapp. And here's Blandino, who's walked and grounded into a force play. All right. Knapp at first base. He is the first Rainier to lead off an inning and get aboard today. Fastball for ball one. Lefty Sam Selman starts to throw now in the Las Vegas bullpen out in right field. Koenig's, he's thrown 99 pitches each of his last two starts. There's the 1-0 stretch in the pitch. That's a strike, and it's now 1-1. This date in baseball history, all kinds of goodies for you on that particular topic. But first, the business at hand. Garcia holding Knapp on a very short lead, maybe two steps at first, that's all. Breaking ball, pull foul outside third. It is 1-2. On this date in 1989, maybe the best trade, or if not one of the best trades, that the Seattle Mariners, Tacoma's parent team, ever made. The Mariners had been shopping pitcher Mark Langston around. They finally traded him to the Montreal Expos for Brian Holman, Gene Harris, and a left-hander named Randy Johnson. Yep. Here's the 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball swung on and tipped into Langoliers' mitt. Strike three, 80-mile-an-hour spinner. Tight spin on that one. Eight strikeouts for Koenig. One on, one out in the seventh. Here's the shortstop, Mason McCoy, who has struck out looking and struck out swinging. 0 for 2. Now the stretch in the pitch. Fastball for ball one at 90 miles an hour. This date in 1982, Fergie Jenkins of the Cubs struck out Gary Templeton in the third inning of a game. Cubs playing the Padres. He became the seventh pitcher in big league history to get to 3,000 career shutouts. There's a high pop-up foul to the right. Garcia's over there, but it's back several rows in. 1-1. Had a chance to meet Fergie Jenkins a couple of times. Once was in Oklahoma City at the ballpark. I just happened to be there when they unveiled a statue of Johnny Bench. And there's several baseball dignitaries there, including, of course, Bench himself. Sparky Anderson was there, and Fergie Jenkins was there. What a nice man. Then saw him later, a few years later, in Fresno. He was on the air with me for a while. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss at a slider, 1-2. Great gentleman, and the only Canadian-born Hall of Famer, Mr. Fergie Jenkins. One and two, seventh inning, 1-0 Las Vegas. Koenig, tall lefty set again. Knapp, again, a very modest lead at first. The 1-2 pitch, fastball high and away at 93. Two balls and two strikes. Now Langelier sets up. Here's the look. And the 2-2 pitch. Fastball fouled off to the right out of play, 92 miles an hour. On this date in 1951, Giants rookie Willie Mays made his major league debut When the New York Giants played the Phillies, Willie was 0 for 5, but he had been called up from Minneapolis. Why was he called up? Well, he was only hitting 477 at AAA. Okay, here's the 2-2. Koenig looks at first, comes to his hitter. Breaking ball low and in, smothered by Langoliers. 3-2 on McCoy, hitting 239 with four homers and 15 batted in. Number 9 hitter Miguel Perez is on deck. Koenig set, full count, one out. He looks at first where Knapp is, now comes to the plate. There's a high pop-up on the right side, angling out as Machin. He's on the outfield grass, and he makes the two-handed grab. Ball was hit over Dermis Garcia's head. It was a tough play for him, and right fielder Drew Jackson had way too far to go. So Machin angled out and made the play. So Koenig makes his pitch on a 3-2 count. There are two outs in the Tacoma seventh. Las Vegas leading 1-0, and here's Perez. Against Koenig, he has struck out and hit a hard ground ball right to the second base bag, grabbed by Machin, who was playing there because of the shift. Threw him out. Fastball up and in. Almost hit him with that one at 92 miles an hour. He bails out of there. Ball one. 1-0. Koenig from the stretch position, a token glance at first, and the 1-0. Fastball swung on a miss. He threw it right by him at 91 miles an hour. 1-1. That's what makes Koenig so tough. As Steve Connolly, the pitching coach, has said, he can add in some track from the fastball. He commands it well. Good command of his other pitches also. Can really upset the hitter's timing. 1-1. Perez hitting 133 with a one home run. Swings and misses at that fastball at 92. And it's 1-2. So Selman's been throwing for a few minutes. This may be Koenig's last inning, regardless of what happens. He's the only pitcher on the staff to go 8 innings. He did it 2 starts ago at Las Vegas Ballpark on May 13th against Salt Lake. Here is the 1-2 stretch. Koenig, a glance at first, the pitch. Fastball, swung on and missed, strike 3. And if that's it for Koenig, the scoreboard lights up at 95. That's the fastest pitch he's thrown. And we're in the seventh inning. Leadoff walk to Knapp does not do any damage. Koenig, a magnificent performance. It may be all for him. We'll see about the pitch count. No runs, no hits, no errors in the Tacoma seventh inning. One left. And now we head to the eighth inning. It is still Las Vegas 1, Tacoma nothing.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Say bye-bye, so long, and adios to aches and pains with the new Tempur-Pedic mattress. Only Tempur-Pedic has the incredibly adaptive material to give you the support no other mattress can. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. At our huge Memorial Day sale, save $500 on a Tempur-Pedic sleep system and get up to a $300 gift when you buy any Tempur-Pedic mattress. We have quick delivery and 72 months no-interest financing. Kiss those aches and pains goodbye at Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Is this the Pacific Coast League? Wouldn't know it, but yeah, it's a 1-0 game. The Aviators lead as we go to the top of the eighth inning. The one run was a solo home run in the first inning by Las Vegas center fielder Billy McKinney. McKinney provided the Aviators with all of their offense yesterday with a two-run home run, and he's provided all the offense for everybody in this game so far as we head to the eighth inning with that solo job. New pitcher as we go to the eighth for Tacoma and their fourth pitcher of the game, right-hander number eight, Matt Brash, B-R-A-S-H, native Canadian. We're just talking about Canadians in the game. He replaces Riley O'Brien, who worked a 1-2-3-7 with a strikeout. And Brash facing Christian Lopes. Fastball strike on the inside corner, 97 miles an hour. Brash is 24, 6'1", 170. He's from Kingston, Ontario. And Seattle got him in a trade with San Diego. Fastball low at 97, 1-1. Lopes has hit into a double play and struck out, 0-2. After him, the lineup flips over at the top with Drew Jackson and then Nick Allen. The 1-1 windup in the pitch. Fastball foul back at 94, 1-2. Branch has an interesting motion, kind of a drop-and-drive type of motion. And it's, well, it served him well. Everett and Arkansas last year, A-ball and double-A, he combined with about a 2.4 ERA and a 6-4 record and a boatload of strikeouts. The wind and the 1-2 pitch. Slider foul back by Lopes. It is 1-2. Brash is in his sixth game since arriving here. He has gone nine innings. He has given up seven earned runs for an ERA of seven. Six hits. The problem, he's given up three home runs in nine innings. Walk nine, that's also a lot of walks. 16 strikeouts. Slider is low. He checked his swing. The count 2-2 on Christian Lopes, hitting 203. No homers and nine batted in. Nobody on, nobody out, top of the eighth. Las Vegas clinging to a 1-0 lead. It's almost a certainty. There's a ground ball back to the mound, grabbed by Brash, who turns and throws and gets Lopes. One out. Lopes 0-3, and Drew Jackson, who's 1-3, will come up now. It is almost a certainty, a virtual certainty, that Jared Koenig is out of the game, and I'll tell you why. He has thrown 108 pitches. So he's done. 67 strikes. But what a job. Seven shutout innings on the road. Three walks, nine strikeouts. He only allowed three hits, three singles. Only one man past first base. Jackson swings and misses. That pitch was 98. Strike one, 0-1. Nick Allen on deck. It looks like it's going to be Selman in the game when the Rainiers bat in the bottom of the eighth inning. This is strike. 98-mile-an-hour fastball in there. 0-2 to Jackson. Two 98-mile-an-hour fastballs back-to-back. Rainiers will have the top of the order up in the eighth inning. The wind, the 0-2 to Drew Jackson. He swings and fouls that one back. Another one at 98. Jackson seeing blistering heat right here. Base is empty. One gone. Top of the eighth. 1-0 Las Vegas in game two of this six-game series. The 0-2 pitch. Slider low. At 89-mile-an-hour slider. 1-2. Brash checks signs. Now full windup on the 1-2. Slider, he tried to hold up on a pitch in the dirt. He went around. Strike three. First strikeout for Brash. Two outs in the Las Vegas eighth. Jackson's 1-4. And the batter, Nick Allen, who's 1-3 with a single and a stolen base. This date in baseball history, in 1941, what a summer that was. Historians talk about it often. Ted Williams raised his batting average over 400 for the first time during that year. He became the first player since Bill Terry of the Giants in 1930 to hit over 400. And that number would be marked in newspapers throughout the year, although it would sometimes give way to the batting streak, the hitting streak by Joe DiMaggio. Line drive foul outside third, strike two on Nick Allen. Yep, Williams hit 406. DiMaggio, the remarkable 56-game hitting streak. Two outs, nobody on. Here's the windup in the 0-2. Allen swings at a fastball, 100 miles an hour, says the gun. And Nick fouled it away, 0-2. If Allen reaches, Billy McKinney would be next. Two strikes, Nick out. The wine by Brash. Here's the next one. Fastball lifted to the right, foul, and back out of play. He was late on that one. It's easy to be late. That one was 98. He took something off. Only 98. 0-2 is the count. Now the next 0-2 pitch. Slider, he checked his swing. No swing on the appeal at first, says Ben Phillips, emphatically saying so. One ball to two strikes. One run, five hits, no errors for Las Vegas. Tacoma, no runs, three hits and no errors. Two outs, top of the eighth. Now the 1-2 pitch to Nick Allen. Slider swung on and missed strike three. That's a 91-mile-an-hour slider. Some nasty stuff out of the hands of Matt Brash. Aviators go out in order with a ground ball and two strikeouts. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Sam Selman coming out of the bullpen for Las Vegas. It's the Aviators 1 and the Rainiers nothing.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. Interest rates are going up, inflation is through the roof, and the media is telling you the world's going to end. Folks, I despise fear-based advertising, but I also agree, based on experience, what goes up eventually goes down. If you're planning on selling your home, then this is the hottest real estate market we have seen in years. We buy ugly and distressed properties, we do all repairs, and give all our sellers a cash advance if needed. And our new program, we can buy all homes at market value cash in 14 days, outbidding all other iBuyers in town. So call the number one brand in Nevada, The Real Estate Guy, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
The Real Estate Guy.
Hey, we're back. Bottom of the eighth. Las Vegas leads 1-0, and they hand the ball to Sam Selman. Another gem by Jared Koenig. Seven shutout innings, three hits. He walked three, struck out nine, only allowed one man past first base. The most pitches thrown in a game by any Las Vegas pitcher, 108, 67 strikes. Selman's pitch is a strike to Eric Mejia, 0-1. Mejia, 1-for-3 with a fifth-inning single, and the 0-1. Slider, foul back, 0-2. Sam Selman, 31 years old, 6'2", 198 pounds. He's from Austin, Texas. He went to St. Andrew's Episcopal High School, the private school. Drew Brees went there. And a couple other folks of note went there also. Had a long chat with Sam today. Two strikes on Eric Mejia. Sam lives in the New York City area now in the offseason. There's a high foul to the right. That's back out of play. It's 0-2 on Eric Mejia. But he's happy to be here for this trip because he's got a younger brother who lives in the Seattle area, and the two of them are able to get together. Sam, big league time with the Giants and the Angels, and earlier this year with Oakland. There's a breaking ball in there. Strike three call. What a pitch. 79 miles an hour with downward snap toward his kneecap, and it caught the inside corner. Wow. One out. Here's White. White single to right against Koenig. Struck out looking and hit into a force play. The rehabbing right-handed hitting Seattle Mariners first baseman playing for the Rainiers in this one on rehab for his hernia surgery. Change up and away, ball one. 1-0. Tomorrow night, a later start than tonight's game. 7:05 first pitch, 6:50 pregame on Raider Nation Radio AM 920. Breaking ball in for a strike. One ball and one strike now. Koenig still has not given up more than three earned runs in any of his eight games. And today he gave up zero. There's a high foul to the right out of play and a fastball at 91. The count, one ball and two strikes now. The only other Aviator pitcher to throw more than 100 pitches was Colin Wiles in Reno during this trip. He threw 101 in one start. So they stretch him out to 108, but what a job he did. Salmon with a 1-2 pitch. Fastball up and in at 89, moving him off the plate. And they count 2 balls and 2 strikes on Evan White. Bottom of the eighth, Las Vegas with a 1-0 lead. Salmon pitching in this series for the first time. He pitched twice in Reno. 2 scoreless innings, a walk and 4 strikeouts, and picked up a save in one of the wins in Reno. Breaking ball low, 3-2 on Evan White. Sam, no record, 3 saves, a 1.42 ERA entering this one. Here's his 3-2 to Evan White, and the pitch. Breaking ball just missed somewhere, ball 4. It looked like a good pitch from here, but the machine didn't agree. One out walk brings up Kelnick. Kelnick is at a pop fly single, a ground out to third, and also struck out swinging in his last at bat against Koenig. It is the first walk allowed by Salmon. One on, one out. Sam, wearing number 40, delivers. Fastball, that's ball 1 to Kelnick. Third baseman Bride is the only man on the left side of the infield. The shift is on for the left-hand hitting Kelnick. Breaking ball in for a strike, 1-1. Salmon went to Vanderbilt, drafted by Kansas City. Big league time with the Giants and the Angels and Oakland, as I said. Here's the 1-1 stretch in the pitch. Breaking ball, high fly ball to right field. Drew Jackson in front of the track waiting. He's got it. And there are 2 outs. White goes back to first base. Kelnick put a good swing on that pitch, but got under it. 2 outs, and the batter's O'Keefe. He's hit 2 fly balls to right and grounded out to short against Koenig. Sam told me today he's certainly hoping to hang around for several more years, get a chance to get back to the big leagues. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fastball foul back, strike 1. 0-1 is the count. But he's played with some great players. He played with Mike Trout. He was there with the Angels when Shohei Ohtani was there for his rookie year. Already built up quite a lot of memories. Swing and a miss at a high fastball at 92 miles an hour. O'Keefe was trying to hold up. He went way around. 0-2 is the count. 1-0 Las Vegas in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the 0-2. Fastball hits him. O'Keefe hit by the pitch. That'll extend the inning now for Zach Green. The last thing Salmon wanted to do. He's 1 strike away from getting out of the inning. 0-2 count. Try to get in on him, but the ball hit him right above the belt buckle near the midsection. 2-on-2 out for Green, who's grounded into a force play, walked and flied out to right. Another big league player, Matt Belisle, former pitcher, went to that high school in Austin where Salmon went. Two on, two out, and the batter is Zach Green. Aviators are buzzing around in the bullpen. Salmon stretches and throws. Breaking ball low and inside, ball 1. 1 ball to no strikes. Parker Markell gets up in the Las Vegas bullpen. 2 on, 2 out. The 1-0 breaking ball hit to deep left. Lopes going back, reaches up, can't get it. The ball hits the fence. Christian fires it back in. 1 run scores on a double by Green, and the game is tied at 1 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Lopes went back on the line drive, jumped up near the edge of the track, and just missed it. The ball bounced off the base of the fence. And Evan White, who walked with 1 out, comes around to score the tying run. Aviators 4 outs away from a 1-0 win, but the double by Green ties it up. O'Keefe stopped at third. The batter's Andrew Knapp, who has lined out to right, struck out and walked. Second and third, two down. Fastball is ball one. Well, Salmon's been around a long time. He knows to just attend to the business at hand and try to shake things off. The 3-2 pitch to White was a beautiful borderline pitch, but it was ball four. The 1-0, high fly to right, foul and back out of play. It's 1-1 on Andrew Knapp. Then he got Kelnick to fly out. Then the big point of the inning, he had an 0-2 count on O'Keefe, and O'Keefe was hit by the pitch. And then Green hit one off the base of the left field fence, just beyond the leap of Christian Lopes, to tie it up. 1-1 game in the bottom of the eighth inning. Selman set the 1-1 pitch to Andrew Knapp. And that's high at 90 miles an hour. Fastball above the belt, 2-1 now. One run in, two men on, two men out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Second and third, two down. Selman from the stretch, the 2-1 pitch. That one missed a little outside, perhaps. It's 3-1, and on deck, first base is open. On deck is the right-handed hitting second baseman, Alex Blandino. 3-1. Salmon bending at the waist, left arm swinging back and forth as he checks with Langoliers. The infield's straight up. The outfield is straight up as well. The 3-1 pitch. Knapp takes a strike. Salmon didn't give in to him. He threw him a 78-mile-an-hour breaking ball on a 3-1 count and got it in there for strike two. 3-2. 1-1 tie in the bottom of the eighth. O'Keefe stands off for third. Zach Green is off second. Salmon set the payoff pitch. A fly ball hit to shallow right. Moving in is Drew Jackson to make the catch. And the inning is over. But the Rainiers, with two outs, get a big double from Zach Green, and they tie it. One run, one hit, no errors, and two men left. We go to the ninth inning, and the game is now tied at one.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. Nine locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus thick burger and Primal Breakfast burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion in theaters June 10. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Your teeth into the new Primal Menu and Beyond Raptor at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy, awaken your primal cravings at Carl's Jr. with the Primal Menu, Prime Rib or Beyond Raptor Burger. Meals so epic you might want to roar outside the store. And a reminder also that Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com. Visitlaughlin.com. Brand new ball game now. 1-1 bottom of the eighth. Billy McKinney steps in. And the fastball is a called strike on one. The new pitcher is left-hander Mick Margavicic, who's from Cleveland. He'll be 26 next month. McKinney takes a breaking ball for ball one, 82 miles an hour, 1-1. Nick Margavicic, Margevicius. So Matt Brash, the hard-throwing righty, goes one inning. No runs, hits, no walks, two strikeouts. breaking ball low. It's two balls and a strike. Margavis has been a starter for much of the year. This is his seventh game, only the second time he's pitched in relief. He's 0-1 with an ERA over 12. There's a strike, 2-2 on McKinney. Fastball at 91 miles an hour. Margavis in 18 and a third innings has been absolutely hammered, quite honestly. 42 hits. The league is hitting .438 against him. And Billy McKinney lines one to left field for a base hit. So McKinney has homered for the only Vegas run. I was back in the first inning, walked, and now he's single. So his perfect night stays perfect. Again, Margavis has been hit extremely hard. And that is the sixth Las Vegas hit. So it's been Malone, the starter, who's now off the hook because the game is now tied. Elias, O'Brien, Brash, and Al Margasevich. Here's Langoliers 0-3. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball foul back out of play. Strike one, it's 0-1. Shea trying to get going. One out of seven in the series. Margavis did, in Las Vegas on April 29th against the Aviators. High fly ball to center field, playable. Trotting in is Kelnick. He's there. He's got it. And there's one out. One on with one out. Langoliers 0-4. Here's Davidson. Popped out, struck out, and hit into a double play. Margavis, the Aviators did not do him any favors in that game. They had to pull it out in the bottom of the ninth inning when Langoliers, they were down 6-5. Vimal Machin walked against reliever Nick Ramirez, and Langoliers had a walk-off two-run home run in front of over 7,800 screaming Aviators fans at Las Vegas Ballpark. Then Las Vegas won the game 7-6. Fastball to Davidson is a strike, 0-1. 1-1 tie. We're in the top of inning number 9. In that game, Margavis was treated rather rudely, knocked out in the second inning when an inning and two-thirds allowed four runs earned on four hits. A walk, a hit batsman, three strikeouts. The runner goes, high fly to right field. Perez backing up to the edge of the track to make the catch. So McKinney running on the pitch, and Davidson got good wood on it, but he flies out to deep right. Matt is 0-4, and with two outs, here's Garcia. Flied out, struck out, and struck out. And that was almost a month ago. A bunch of the guys in the lineup then are not on the lineup now. Nate Mondu, Eric Thames, J.J. Schwartz, Luis Pereira, Vince Fernandez, and Buddy Reed. Off-speed pitch, swung on and missed, strike one, Andrés Garcia. Garcia now 267, four homers, 11 batted in. Trying to get himself going, too. He's only 4-for-28 on the trip. McKinney at first, the pitch, a swing and a foul at the plate. Then the count is 0-2. Aviators trying to get the offense going. All they got last night was a two-run home run by McKinney yesterday, day game, losing 7-2. All they have here is a home run by McKinney. And it was enough until two outs in the eighth when the Rainiers tied it. 1-1 score. The 0-2 pitch to Garcia. Breaking ball to Dunker into shallow center field, and that one is going to plop in there for a base hit. Off-speed pitch. And Garcia didn't hit it hard, just muscled it out there, parachuted in there between Blandino, the second baseman, and the center fielder, Kelnick. Ball just plopped in. So the Aviators now have runners at first and second with two outs. And what a spot for the rookie, Jonah Bride, from Tulsa. In his AAA debut, he's grounded out three times. But he has a chance now to put the Aviators ahead with a base hit. Catcher Knapp went out to speak to Margasevich. Bride stepping in. 1-1 tie. We're in the top of the ninth inning. The stretch and the pitch. Bride takes a fastball for a called strike in its 0-1. Bride, 26 years old, 5'10", 200 pounds. The stretch, two on, two out, the pitch. Fastball down low around the ankles at 92 miles an hour. 1-1. One run, seven hits, no errors for Las Vegas. One run, four hits, no errors for Tacoma in the top of the ninth inning. One and one. There's the pitch. Wright takes in the dirt. Breaking ball. Ball two. 2-1. In the inning, with Margasevich pitching, McKinney singled. Langoliers and Davidson flied out. And Garcia flared one into center for a base hit. And in his Triple-A debut, Jonah Bride stepping in. Two balls and one strike the count in a clutch situation. Margasevich checks sides with Andrew Knapp. Tall left-hander wearing number 50. Stretches, checks the runners. The 2-1. Popped up. This is going to finish the inning, but White's going out, and he dives, and the right fielder Perez can't get it, and White can't get it. In to score is McKinney. In to score is Garcia. Out, it's down to second base is Bride, and there are two Rainiers on the field. White collided with Perez on a pop fly. It looked like it was going to stay in the infield, but it kept carrying. White raced out from first base looking over his back, trying to make an over-the-shoulder catch. And he and the right fielder Perez essentially collided, although it was really White falling on top of Perez. Perez is finally up. It was nearly a sensational catch by Miguel Perez. But the question now is Perez okay? They're checking him out there in right field. For the rookie, Jonah Bride, he fought off that pitch and hit that little pop fly, and it looked like somebody was going to get it. White went out. Perez came in. The ball was slicing toward the foul line. And then White tried to make a diving catch, and Perez was diving also. And White landed on top of Perez, who turned over for several moments. Both men were on the ground. For Jonah Bride, what a way to get your first Triple-A hit. I mean, he'll keep the ball as a souvenir, but you got to just hope everybody's okay. And if you're the Seattle Mariners, you're like, wait a minute, Evan White is here on rehab. We don't need him getting into collisions. This is the way it worked out. In the meantime, McKinney and Garcia did score. So Las Vegas now leads it 3-1 here in the ninth inning. Tense moments with that collision in right field. But Bride gets credit for a two-run double. And here's Vimal Machin. Sam Selman gave up the run in the eighth inning, but he's the pitcher of record now. He could get a win. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fastball up and in, ball one to Machin. Vimal 2-for-3 with two singles off the starter, Tommy Malone. So Bride at second, two down. 3-1 Las Vegas in the top of the ninth inning. Aviators have out-hit Tacoma 8-4 to this point. Markell was throwing in the bullpen, but nobody's throwing now. Breaking ball, lifted foul to the left. That's out of play. One ball and two strikes on Vimal Machin. So three hits in the inning. McKinney had the line drive hit. The two most recent hits, fly balls, pop flies that fell in. The Aviators will take it as they try to get their struggling offense in gear. Breaking balls a strike, 1-2. Markell is back up now, throwing again. When the Rainiers batter the ninth inning for the last chance, they have the bottom of the order. Blandino, McCoy, and Perez. Possibly a pinch hitter. We'll see what they want to do. The 1-2, fastball high, ball two. Two balls and two strikes the count. If Markell comes in, and it looks like he will, not a lot of left-handed hitting options on the bench. Forrest Wall is a lefty. That's it. Here's the 2-2. And it's foul back out of play. 2-2. Ball falls right down in front of me, and a guy with a gray sweatshirt on ends up with a ball. 2-2. Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 1. Las Vegas batting, trying to pad their lead with two outs in the top of the ninth inning. The 2-2 pitch. Machin hits a line drive at the shortstop McCoy, who reaches down below the knees and backhands it. Vimal hits some balls hard in this game. The line out ends the inning. Las Vegas breaks the tie on the pop fly two-run double by the rookie Jonah Bride. Two runs, three hits, no errors. One man left to the bottom of the ninth inning. Las Vegas 3 and the Tacoma Rainiers 1.
With more total IIHS Top Safety Awards than any other brand to date over the past 5 years and an impressive lineup of available premium features.
Going, going, gone. Home run.
Hyundai just keeps hitting it out of the park. The 2022 Hyundai Santa Fe comes standard with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Only at your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer. Proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Greetings, mortals. I am Point Stephanie, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
We go now to the ninth inning, bottom of the ninth inning. Las Vegas now leading 3-1. They just broke the 1-1 tie with a two-run ninth inning. And the rookie third baseman, Jonah Bride, his first triple-A hit, a pop fly double driving in the tie-breaking runs. And as advertised, Parker Markell coming in to try to save it for Sam Selman. Alex Blandino, he takes a fastball for a strike at 94 miles an hour, 0-1. Markell, 6'4", 227 pounds, 31 years old. Originally from Southern California, but lives in the Phoenix area, Peoria, Arizona. The 0-1 from Parker on the way. Blandino waves at a breaking ball and misses. That's a good pitch, and he just swung like he was swinging through jello, slow motion, 0-2. Blandino against Koenig walked and hit into a force play and struck out. Selman goes an inning, gives up a run earned on a hit, one walk, one strikeout, one hit batsman. But he's in line for the win. 0-2, Markell set. The strike two pitch to Alex Blandino. Breaking ball pulled foul outside third. Ball ripped. The fans are upset, but the third base umpire, Brian Walsh, right there to call it. Oh and two. Mason McCoy is on deck, and in the hold is Miguel Perez. Again, unless they want to send up a pinch hitter. Nobody on, nobody out. Another 0-2 from Markell to Blandino hitting 158, and the breaking ball skims in there low. It's now one ball, two strike count. Markell, this is his 16th game. He leads the team, and he's among the league leaders in appearances. He's 3-0 with a 2.12 ERA. His first appearance in this series, his third appearance in the road trip. Here is the 1-2 to Blandino. Breaking ball swung on and missed, strike three. Slider got him, so the strikeout means there's one out on the bottom of the ninth inning. And the batter is the right-handed hitting shortstop, Mason McCoy. Markell pitched twice in Reno, a total of 2 2/3 innings, giving up one unearned run on two hits, a walk and four strikeouts. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. That one jumps in there for a strike at 81 miles an hour, 0-1. McCoy's 0-3. All of his at-bats against the starter, Koenig, struck out twice and popped out. The next one, fastball, swung on and missed, 96. That's about where Markell is going to top out on any given night. The count is 0-2. Markell only has one save opportunity, 0-1, so this is the second time he's had a chance to save a game, and he needs two outs to do it. 3-1 Las Vegas in the bottom of the ninth inning. Markell uncoils and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Slider down low. 1-2 on Mason McCoy, hitting .236. Four homers and 15 batted in. Perez comes out on deck now. And Markel set with a 1-2. Langelier sets up the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike three. That's a sharp breaking ball down and away at 81 miles an hour. He used that pitch to strike out Blandino, and he used it right there to strike out McCoy. Two down. Overhand curveball. Here is Perez, the last hope for the Rainiers in this game. Against Koenig, he struck out, grounded out, and struck out. Markel delivers. Breaking ball low, ball one, it's 1-0. If Perez reaches, Eric Mejia will be next. But they really want to get Perez and finish it here, because Mejia did hit two home runs in yesterday's game, and he's the tying run. 1-0. Perez only hitting .125 with a home run. Takes a pitch that skips in there for ball two. 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Markel reads Langeliers. Veteran right-hander sets and throws. Fastball. That's a strike, and it's 2-1. Mid-90s heat out of the hand of Parker Markel. Markel's been all over the place. We've talked about him before. Last year in the San Diego organization at El Paso, 3-2 with a 4.42 ERA, 91 strikeouts in 51 innings. Perez swings and misses at a fastball at 94, and it's now 2-2. So Markel needs one strike. Parker wearing number 30. The glove resting on his left thigh as he stands tall, looking down the barrel at Langeliers. 3-1 Las Vegas. Two outs, bottom of the ninth. 2-2 on Miguel Perez. Tall right-handed batter wearing 33. Markel's 2-2. Fastball swung on and foul back. That was some low smoke right around 95. And he got a little bit of it to hang in there. 2-2. Infield shift for the right-handed batter. So second baseman Machine is essentially up the middle. Allen and Bride playing him to pull, leaving Garcia all along on the right side. Breaking ball in there. Strike three call. Parker Markel strikes out the side. Las Vegas breaks its three-game losing streak on this road trip, and they even the series with Tacoma at one apiece by beating the Rainiers tonight 3-1. All the totals for you next after this.
Weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All righty, welcome back again. Here we go. The Las Vegas Aviators are now 1-1 in this series, and they are now 3-5 on the current road trip. with a 3-1 victory here over the Rainiers for Las Vegas. They improved their record to 23-21. And the record against the Rainiers is now 5-3 for the year. For Las Vegas, 3 runs, 8 hits, and no errors, leaving 5 men on base. Tacoma's now 16-28 on the year. They got 1 run on 4 hits and no errors, leaving 8 on base. The winning pitcher in relief, Sam Selman. He is 1-0. The save goes to Parker Markell, his first, and the loss goes to Nick Margasevich, who's now 0-2 on the year for the Tacoma Rainiers. The one home run was hit by Billy McKinney in the first inning off Tommy Malone. McKinney's third of the year, all on this road trip. And that was the only home run in a game. 2 hours and 23 minutes, the time of the game, and the crowd of 3,359 filing out right now. On the postgame show, we'll look back at this one and recap it for you, and then we'll get into all the scores in the Pacific Coast League and the Major Leagues coming up after these words.
Franco cybersecurity firm secured a contract, and that's all we're allowed to say.
We have a green light on hiring.
He needs web security professionals with a military background.
3 teams of 4, 24-hour rotations, but Protocol Zulu is on a need-to-know basis.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with 2 young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Somewhere at a house party, a game of beer pong ends in victory.
You're done, son!
The loser takes another hit of weed and staggers towards the door.
You okay, man?
Dude, I've never even been pulled over.
Yet.
Who asked you? I don't even have a speeding ticket.
Yet.
Come on, it's not that serious.
Yet.
Ooh, ouch, man.
Bad things haven't happened yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
All righty, welcome on back to Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Nice thing about the Pacific Northwest, as you get into the late spring and the early summer months, it stays light pretty late out here. And still plenty of daylight, even though the game is now over. And Las Vegas wins 3-1. Aviators really needed a win. They'd lost 3 in a row. They had split the first 4 games in Reno, lost 2 very tough games, ending that Reno trip. 5-4 in 10 innings, and then 5-4 the last game, and they had 2 on and nobody out of the ninth, and could not get the tying or go-ahead runs in at that point. So the Aviators came here, and they came out a little flat yesterday, losing 7-2. And today, the offense still has not found the proper gear, but the pitching and defense were so good, they came away with a 3-1 victory. For the Aviators, they got a run of the first on Billy McKinney's solo home run, and for quite a while looked like that might be the only run of the game, because that 1-0 score held up until 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th inning with Sam Selman pitching, and Zach Green doubled in Evan White with the tying run, and then Selman got Andrew Knapp to fly out to finish the inning. It was 1-1 at the end of 8. A great job by Jared Koenig, who deserved a win. He would have had his 5th straight win, but when the Aviators gave up that run in the 8th inning, he would go 7 shutout innings, giving up 3 hits, walking 3, striking out 9, throwing a season-high 108 pitches, 62 for strikes, but had no decision. Sam Selman ended up with a win. How did he win it? Well, with a game tied at 1 in the 9th inning, and left-hander Nick Margasevich on the mound. Billy McKinney singled. He had a perfect day today with a single and a home run and 2 walks. And after flyouts by Shea Langeliers and Matt Davidson, Dermis Garcia parachuted a little pop fly in the center for a base hit, And then the rookie, Jonah Bride, his first AAA game, and I talked to him during batting practice around the cage. He said, yeah, I'm really excited to be here. It's great to see everybody. He's a very happy, enthusiastic young man. He had been hitless in his first three at-bats in his first AAA game, but when it mattered most, when there was one out away from going to the bottom of the ninth inning in a tie game, he had a pop fly into shallow right that fell in for a two-run double. That was the game-winning hit, and Las Vegas went on to win 3-1. Parker Markell capped it by striking out the side of the ninth inning, and Aviator pitching in this game combined to strike out 13 Tacoma hitters. After this timeout, I'll come back with some scores next right after this.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming. And fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape. At visitmesquite.com.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus Thick Burger and Primal Breakfast Burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion in theaters June 10. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal Burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Rolls on with some scores now. First in the Pacific Coast League, they're in the eighth inning in Sacramento. Salt Lake leading Sacramento by a score of 4-0. And again, the Pacific Coast League Western Division, nobody's running away with anything. The Aviators have won this game, but two games separate the top four teams. El Paso dropped 9 runs on Sugar Land in the bottom of the seventh inning in El Paso to win that ball game 16-8. They had 17 base hits. And so El Paso captured that one with a big offensive outburst. Elsewhere, Round Rock defeated Albuquerque by a score of 7-3, and the game that was scheduled to be played in Oklahoma City between the Dodgers and Reno was rained out in downtown Oklahoma City. As far as the major leagues is concerned, they're in the ninth inning in Chicago. White Sox lead Boston now by a score 3-1. Seventh inning, the Texas Rangers lead the Angels 4-1. Earlier, Pittsburgh beat the Rockies 10-5. In 10 innings, the Tigers prevailed over the Twins in Minnesota 4-2. Giants knocked off the Mets 9-3. The Dodgers were shut out for the first time this year in 43 games by the Washington Nationals, a final of 1-0 there. Oakland beat Seattle up the road from here 4-2, and former Aviators right-hander Paul Blackburn ran his record of 5-0 with a 1.7 ERA. Meanwhile, Milwaukee beat San Diego 2-1, and it was the Reds over the Chicago Cubs 4-3. Tampa edged the Marlins 5-4. The Yankees shut out Baltimore 2-0. It was the Braves over the Phillies 8-4. And Houston a 2-1 win at home over Cleveland. I'll be back with a final word, a little bit more, from Tacoma next right after this.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemld.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General terms.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Friends is Nevada's premier auto lender. America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved right away. All right, tomorrow, game three of the six-game series. The Aviators are 1-1 here in Tacoma. They are 3-5 on the current trip, and they will try to get a win tomorrow night. The game will start 1 hour later than tonight's 6:05 start. A 7:05 start tomorrow. And the pregame here on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920, will start promptly at 6:50. Righty Adam Oller, who is 2-0 through a great game in Reno last time, five shutout innings, will be opposed by right-hander Connor with a K. Connor Wade, who's 1-0 with a 2.57 ERA. That's a good matchup on paper today, as tonight's was. Wade is a former Baltimore Oriole, and that'll be game three of the six-game series tomorrow night. We certainly hope you will join us for that one. My thanks to Joe, my studio producer, back in the Lotus headquarters for his producing help with this one, and thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in tonight. Hope you enjoyed it, friends. Until tomorrow night, this is Russ Langer wishing all a very fine evening from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, Washington, where tonight the Las Vegas Aviators defeated the Tacoma Rainiers 3-1. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Such a significant drop-off. I mean, I can't believe. I love Lamar Jackson. I do. I was very high on him, thought he was the best quarterback in that draft over Baker Mayfield. But up until this point, I mean, you're going to put him over Joe Burrow right now? I just can't do that. I can't do it for the simple fact that Joe Burrow led his team to a Super Bowl appearance, and Lamar Jackson right now has struggled.